The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We're on. We're moving forward with our podcast. That's what we're doing. We're moving forward. Hopefully it's recording. Hopefully everything is working.
Oh my God.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing. How about you, Bon? You
want testing.
You sound good. We're doing our first podcast of 2020.
It's our second one. The first one we didn't.
Oh, the first one we erased. We did too much.
The alarms went off.
Too much distraction. The alarms went off. Bonnie was making pizzas and just, she wasn't paying attention to, you know, what's going on in
what,
the
is
oven.
Is that what happened? What do you think happened?
Too much smoke came out of the oven.
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, whatever.
No, explain yourself.
Explain myself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't used the oven yet. So
you never use the oven?
I haven't used the oven yet. No.
You never made a pizza for yourself?
No, not here. Not yet. Whoa. These sounds, I don't know. Go ahead. Talk.
Richard, we're doing a podcast. The 70 millionth one. I hate to keep being the person but I am incredulous. Absolutely incredulous that you still have no idea what you're doing. It's almost impossible to do something this many times and still have zero knowledge of what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. Sometimes technology falls backwards and you have to just...
Technology falls backwards?
You know,
in this case, how does that... I don't even understand.
Sometimes knobs are hit. Sometimes knobs are hit. And you got to readjust the knob.
Of course you do. Sure. Absolutely. But you always look at it and go, whoa, I don't know what's happening. What's going on? You just said the sounds, not even the levels.
Well, yours is going strong.
I can't. Why are we doing a podcast? Honestly.
Let's get going.
But just in life in general, when you go, you know what I have to offer? I'm just going to look at the levels and talk about that for most of the podcast.
No, I just wanted to get it straight and move on.
What do you want to talk about? What's 2020 got for you?
I have to find an insurance policy our insurance company said they're canceling our homeowner's insurance on our other dwelling because no one lives there. What does that fucking matter? We still own it.
Yeah, and we have to sell it still, so.
Yeah, what the fuck? So now I got to find homeowner's insurance for another company. From another company.
Insurance companies are they're terrible. I don't understand how they can do that. Just pull your insurance.
Because nobody lives there.
But people who don't live places have insurance.
Yeah, I know.
Or some people live somewhere like 6 months out of the year or just in the summer. What are they? Like, it has to be furniture in there? What if you're painting it as we are?
As we did. I don't know. It's my... call and argue with them because they have already made their decision.
It makes no sense to me.
What would be the reason, you know, that they would cancel our insurance because we don't live there? That it's least of there's least chance of anything happening if nobody lives there. There's least chance of a flood, a fire, or something breaking.
Why is there a least chance of a flood?
Well, because we're not running the tubs and the toilets and the pipe.
Oh.
You know, a bathtub's not going to overflow or whatever. There's least chance of anything if we're not there. You know, one of our expensive pictures falling off the wall and breaking, or someone breaking into the house and stealing everything. There's nothing to steal. So what would be the reason that they wouldn't insure? I don't get it. Do I have to move a mattress over there and sleep every night until we sell it? I don't get it. I'm going to call them and then I'll have to argue with them. And, you know, then I'll have to find another insurance company for, I don't know how long, 3 months, 2 months, 4 months. It's fucking a pain in the ass. Just one more thing in life that I have to deal with when we deal with so many things. So there's our insurance problem. Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I can't believe that they're allowed to operate like that. It's mind-boggling. And medical insurance is the same way. You know, they could just cancel your policy at any time.
What do you mean? For what? They gotta have a reason.
No, they don't. They could just cancel your policy at any time. So if you got sick and you're in the middle of like dealing with your whatever, they could cancel your policy and then you can't get another one because you had a pre-existing condition.
I don't think that pre-existing condition thing.
You know, some babies are born with a pre-existing condition so they can't get insurance. Is that crazy? Like you'd have to get your unborn baby insurance. In case they have a pre-existing.
Well, I don't know. I'm at wit's end.
With what?
Wit's end? Like you just...
With what?
With the insurance in this country. I mean, car insurance isn't that big of a deal. It's like $300 a month for two cars.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. They cover whatever. Geico's a good company when it comes to car insurance.
We don't get paid for that. Unpaid.
No, I'm just saying it's who my car insurance. Yeah, they're not, you think Geico would fucking advertise with this? They're one of the biggest auto insurance companies on the planet.
I didn't think they would.
So then, why did you say that?
It was meant to be tongue in cheek.
Well, it was all mouth. It came out of your mouth. So anyhow, no, Geico's not.
You're on fire today, boy.
Geico is not in advertising with us. I'd love for Geico to advertise with us.
Let's talk about it some more. I think it's interesting and the fans love it.
What do you think our numbers are? Do you think they dropped?
Yes.
A lot?
don't know. I can't believe anybody would listen to this shit to begin with. It's like I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know how to help this podcast.
I already started.
I feel we didn't do yesterday's because it was so bad. Now we're doing another one that's equally as bad. I said, come to the table with some.
I did. I talked about insurance. Now you talk about something.
Oh, that's what you were bringing to the table?
That's one of the things. What? Now you're looking at me like, oh, he has nothing to bring. I'm bringing up something.
No, because yesterday I said you wanted to do a podcast so bad. And then I said, but you never think. Then you just sat there and was like, I got nothing. It's like, well, think about something, then come to the table with a thing. So today you say insurance?
Yeah, I was talking about homeowners and other people have to deal with this kind of stuff. And then some people.
Okay, but like if you think about the podcast in terms of like sometimes I think you don't know how to do this, but if you were listening to this podcast and it wasn't you and it wasn't me, it's two other people, but they're doing the exact thing we're doing, what would you think?
I would go, oh man, I dealt with that. Yep.
Okay. Then maybe it's true.
Yeah.
Maybe it's true.
We're talking about things that people. Do you want to talk about airstrikes in Iran? Should we or shouldn't we? Do you want to talk about, getting our place painted, doing that? We just had our place painted. I was going to paint it. I painted Bonnie's bathroom. Then I'm like halfway through the bathroom. I go, I can't do this. I did this for years. I go, I'm an entertainer. I'm a headliner.
It wasn't Bonnie's bathroom. It's the bathroom.
The main one, the one you used in the old house.
Okay. You got the ensuite.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that's the bathroom that's for everyone.
No, I've never once in 15 years, maybe okay. No more than five times went to the bathroom.
So
in there.
Never once.
I don't think I ever took a shower in that bathroom ever.
Okay. But I'm saying that's the main bath. Anybody that came over to the house.
Yeah.
They Raina would use your bathroom. Was also a person in the house.
Yeah. All your stuff was in there, all lady products.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I mean,
you keep saying my bathroom. I'm saying it's the bathroom. It's the main bathroom. Oh, you are the only one who got a bathroom.
No. You would say stuff like, oh, do this to my bathroom or hang this in my bathroom or put this. So don't act like all of a sudden
it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're right.
You bring it up? Did you say?
I said it's the bathroom and then you fought back. So, okay, fine.
I didn't fight back. It was your bathroom.
Okay, it's my bathroom.
You had the main bathroom.
I had it. It's mine.
And Raina's.
I allowed anyone who came into the house to use my bathroom, whether they be workers or your friends or my friends. It didn't matter. I allowed them to use my bathroom.
The main one.
Did you ever allow them to use your bathroom?
They could have. I never said don't. Yours was the closest as you're walking up the stairs. Yours was always cleaner. So
go ahead. What is it?
If I prove you wrong, then you get mad and you get all passive aggressive. And
I don't listen.
You're like, oh,
I was trying to explain to you that it's the main bathroom.
I know it's the main bathroom.
Okay, there we go. Keep going. Now we're done.
It was your bathroom. So I started painting and I go, I can't do this. And I hired these guys and they came in one day and painted the whole place. Three guys. Yeah. You know what? I could have painted it in 3 days. So basically three guys in one day. I get it. Three guys in one day, one guy in 3 days. But the one guy didn't want to take 3 days. So he got three guys in one day.
This is not a...
What? People get their place painted. They can relate to it.
No. I was going to say it's starting to sound like a question on a math test, but it's not.
And I was quite happy with their job and what they did. I thought they were good. And I paid the guy and I gave him a tip for the painters. A little something for them, right? Would you have gave him a tip? Huh? Would you have known to do that? No. But we're different. So,
oh my God, the amount of things that you are willing to give yourself credit for is astounding. Astounding. First of all, the fact that here it is, the new year, 2020, so many things we could be going over, and you're like explaining to people that you're tipping the
painters, three the of paint. Them.
I mean, it's like this conversation wouldn't even fly with your mother, or your father, or your like, think about like if you're at a party and you're telling people this, they'd be like, oh, Jesus, this guy is boring. But here we are on a podcast laying it out.
They wouldn't say he's bored. They would go, oh, that's nice. He threw them something because they were good.
And also the idea that you're patting yourself on the back so much.
I'm not really patting.
And that in the middle of the story, you were like, I could have done it. I could have done it. It's like you sound like Trump. You do.
No.
Yes. Because you know why? You're not a narcissist. I know that. But
well, you've called me a narcissist.
I've changed my my diagnosis of you. It's you're not a narcissist, but you definitely have some narcissistic personality disorder traits. One of them is you can't say anything without also saying that you could do it and do it very well. Not one thing ever.
I painted it last time.
But the fact that you have to bring it up, it's, do you see that?
No, I was saying, I was comparing.
There's nothing.
I was comparing that.
Anybody who says anything, you go, I could do it. That's
not true. Go ahead, say something.
Do a handstand push-up against the wall.
Easily. I'm just not doing it now, but easily.
But when are you going to do it?
I'll do it.
Well, last time you tried
February,
do it, you fell on your head.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to do it because I don't want to fall on my head.
You went upside down and went right down onto your head.
You're exaggerating.
What happened then there?
I didn't want to scrape the walls with my shoes. That's one.
Oh, my God. Do you see?
What?
You're insane. You really are. I'll continue to love you, but you're insane because
you're more insane.
More insane. This is the only thing that you're not going to take. Fucking, I'm the most insanest person in the world.
You know, I could have painted. That's all I'm just saying. That's what I used to do. I painted. You know, I fixed so much shit around that house so that I could paint it.
I know. Okay. But I'm just saying in the middle of it, you had to let people know that you could have done it.
I was letting them know.
That's the part that's crazy.
No, it's not crazy when I'm saying I was painting it. And then I go, I can't do this. And I hired somebody. All right. And that's what I'm trying to say is that, you know, sometimes you go, you know what? Let's let professionals do it.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
So you don't have to deal with it.
We all get that part. Nobody's. I don't know why you're re-going over that. That's not the issue.
There is no issue.
Okay.
What, that I could have done it? I just don't want to do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
After, you know, it's just.
Are you good at decorating?
Beyond good. Beyond good. That's one of my niches is decorating.
And organizing and
putting things in the right place and level and center. Like if you hung pictures, would you know how to center them like I do?
Do you see what I'm dealing with, people? Do you see what I'm dealing with?
What do you?
He takes these things that are like, first of all, the other day when you did the other pictures, I had to come and show you how you did it wrong.
No.
No?
No.
I noticed that you changed it.
Look at the picture.
What happened over there with the pictures? Huh?
I decided I didn't want them that low.
Oh, that was you. Oh.
Didn't I say, I go, these look too low? And you go, yeah. I said it to you.
No, I said about the sides.
That's Bonnie. Ha ha, yeah, it's Bonnie farting. Two in a row. Look at that.
I did not.
See those pictures there? See how the top and the bottom the same width? No, you always point out my fucking defects of character. So no, don't. It's all on the table. See how everything, the bottom and the top, everything is centered. Centered. Sides to sides, bottoms to top. It's a big place, you know, so you have to have the things in the right area.
Not like you don't hear yourself. You sound truly insane.
No.
To be taking credit for hanging pictures.
I'm just saying, you asked if I know how to decorate.
Yeah.
And I know how to do it.
I was making a point that you give yourself such credit for everything.
I killed on New Year's Eve.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I don't give myself credit. I give myself credit where credit is due. You ever hear that term? Huh? Where credit is due. Because it's not like I'm getting any compliments.
Help.
I'm not getting any compliments.
Help. I like it better when we don't have to interact as much. These podcasts make it real. Where I have to be like, this is who it is. This is who he is.
What? Oh, you asked me if I know how to decorate. You asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And
to make a point, yeah.
And I'm telling you.
I didn't
you.
Even know. I had no idea when I said that. I thought it was just going to be a yeah. I didn't. I wasn't even aware that I was leading you into a whole discussion about measuring, like.
Part of decorating.
But do you see, like, if somebody else was talking about it, wouldn't you be like, God, this guy's a fucking blowhard?
No.
He's the greatest, as you say, picture hanger in the world.
Who hung the bicycles in the garage?
Listen, people, am I crazy?
No. Who hung the bicycles? Who's going to make the garage look perfect and put shelves and make sure there's more room for everybody? You know, who's going to do that kind of stuff? Who set up your TV? Oh, here's another thing. So for Christmas, I bought Bonnie a new TV. I got Bonnie, you know, her a new TV. She goes, a TV? Isn't that kind of weird for you to get me for Christmas?
I never once said that.
Yeah,
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said
I never
weird.
Said that.
You looked at it like it was crazy.
You're reading into things. I never said
you
that.
You did. You said.
Because you became, as you do, obsessed with televisions.
No.
Next thing you know, listen, hey, I've been living with you for a long time. You started looking at TVs. You've wanted TVs now for a long time. And every couple of months, even when we lived in the other place, you would come home and say, do we need a bigger TV? We need a TV here. We need a bigger TV. So then when we we moved in here. I said, go ahead, get a bigger TV. Then it became this endless discussion of how big the TV. Shut your fucking phone off when you do a podcast.
It's not my phone. That's the email.
Okay, well, you could turn off the sound on your computer. Forget it. Don't even. Why bother now? You're the greatest at everything. It's
so Bonnie.
So you became obsessed with TVs.
No.
And then I even got one for my Christmas present. So that's why I was like, okay, is he going off the rails now? Are we going to be like inundated with televisions here?
No, it's just
you wanted a TV in every room of the house. You became, it's like when you started buying jewelry. All of a sudden, it was when you started doing tattoos. It just became this thing where it was like an endless amount of discussion, looking them up online, going and looking at them. How many times did you go to Walmart to look at those TVs? Many times. Should we get it now? Should we get it later? It overwhelms you. So yes, when I got the TV for Christmas, which I already had TV in my room.
That didn't work.
Okay, well, I was going to get a Roku for it.
Yeah, well, Roku's a scam.
Okay, we found that out in the...
Oh, I got to tell the people that story.
Okay, great, 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 great. My point was, is that when I got the TV, the look that you read into is that's a little weird was... Uh-oh, are we now we've gone through the tattoos and the hats and the shoes and the rings. Are we now in TV world with Rich Voss? I'm not sure. Are we done with TVs?
No, I got to get one more.
You got to get one more. Okay.
They're such a good deal.
But you
nowadays.
Don't see how you obsess
no.
about.
No, okay. I try to get things taken care of and. If that's what's got to be taken care of, then I take care of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the TV.
Well, Bonnie looked at me like I was crazy.
I just explained why.
But it's something you needed in your room. Yours didn't work. And it's
mine
old.
Did work. But I could have gotten an Apple TV thing or whatever.
Apple TV costs almost as much as a TV.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Did you ever do research on what Apple TV costs? And
listen, I never one time since we moved in turned on the TV, asked about the TV, worried about the TV.
Oh, really?
Really?
You love laying in bed and watching TV.
Okay, but when I didn't have it, I didn't do it.
Yeah, but you are
right. And I never thought about it. I'm just saying, it's like, thank you for the TV.
No problem.
Oh my God. I can't.
Bonnie got me a nice
700 fucking podcasts. Can he figure out how to mute his fucking incoming alerts?
Oh, I think I see.
And do it now. I think that's the appropriate time to do it is when you're on a podcast. Don't do it later or try to figure something out.
I just hit mute on my sound.
Don't sit here for an afternoon and play with your shit to try to figure out how to do the levels or don't actually do anything outside of. What do you like about doing the podcast? What do you like about it?
I like spending time with you and
Like about doing the podcast? Be honest. Dig deep. Think hard. What do you like about it? I'll tell you what you like about it if you can't get it, because I know what it is.
Oh, me talking about myself? Is that what it is?
You like microphones near your mouth. Yes.
What? Is that what I like?
Yes.
Microphones near my mouth.
Yes.
You know what you like?
What is it? What is it you like about it? Answer the question and then you could move on.
It's just what I like about it. It's us giving back to the
stop. If you take that
and
fucking,
it's being creative and
enough. And first of all, we should talk about the Kevin Hart documentary. That guy is fucking insane.
That's your opinion. He's a friend of mine.
I know he's a friend of yours, but he's truly out of his fucking mind. He's a sociopath or something. Anybody who brags about how much they work all the time, is there's something wrong with them.
Maybe that's how it was edited.
Listen, you don't get into show business if you're fucking so excited about doing hard work. That's not what this is about.
First of all,
it's about being creative. Actually, saying you work hard, which people do, I'm not saying they don't, but if you have to work that hard, it's like basically saying, it's a weird thing to say. It's not.
I'm a hard worker. You say you're a hard worker. What's wrong with being a hard worker?
I don't go around telling people endlessly. Every single person that he came in contact with in the documentary, that was like a candid moment where another celebrity, they would say your work ethic to him because they don't know what else to fucking say to him. He's built up his own fucking thing. I'm the hardest worker in show business. Go shut the fuck up. Ew.
Look at how it paid off.
Good. I'm glad.
Hard work pays off.
It doesn't. That's the thing. It's been proven time and time again that the hardest working people are the poorest people.
You don't think developers or scientists or
I do think people work hard. Do think people work hard.
And they're not the poorest people.
I'm telling you, there are people who work their fucking fingers to the bone.
Yeah, that's physical work. There's mental work, physical work. There's all kinds of work. Yes, a manual laborer works works hard, but they don't get paid what.
But also it's like I don't know. It you shouldn't. Why would you make a fucking 10-part series or I don't know how many? I haven't gone through them all, but.
Maybe that's how it was edited, too. You know how they edit those things.
Six-part series. He sits there. Have you ever heard an interview with him? He's not a different person than in this documentary. You're like, oh, you're seeing now a different side of him. No, he's always talking this. I can't stand celebrities that are always talking in these like sort of platitudes it's like you're saying things that you could read off a coffee cup just constantly, you know. I work hard. That's why I have success. My hard work pays off. I'm giving 110% all the time.
Well, he's talented too.
I didn't say he wasn't talented. I'm just saying it's an annoying It's so fucking annoying. Could you imagine if your real estate person was showing you houses, but they talked endlessly about how hard they work? You'd be like, I don't give a shit, bitch. Show me this house. That's how I feel about Kevin Hart. Shut the fuck up. Do something funny. I don't need to hear about your fucking work ethic.
Well, I mean,
next time you go through drive through, I hope the person sits there before you're allowed to give your order. They go, listen, I just want to tell you, I'm working hard here. I've given 110%. You know, I'm trying to give back to the community. You know, people are good to me, so I'm going to be good to them. It's all this like just junk words that you've heard thousands and thousands of times before. Nothing new, original, interesting. And I guarantee you, 50% of it is fucking bullshit.
Oh, well, I mean, you know.
The one thing a comedian is supposed to have is an original thought process. You're not supposed to be sitting around talking about your brand. If you want to sit around and talk about your brand, go work for fucking Kellogg's.
Well, he's more than just a comic. He's an actor. He's an entrepreneur. He's got businesses. What the fuck? Comedy is just part of his
life. I'm not denying him any of his successes.
That's just part of his life. So he's talking.
I'm not saying that. Okay. So,
well, you don't
take somebody else. Take somebody else.
You don't think the Kardashians do what he does?
I honestly don't listen to the Kardashians, but I doubt that they're fucking show is about them.
It's all narcissism, no shows.
Well, that's what it is. It comes across as such. It's like we're just supposed to be so enthralled by every. You do it too on this podcast. You're supposed to be so enthralled by every little thing that somebody does. It's like you should have some embarrassment if you're talking about that you tip the painters.
Why? What do you call it?
You should be like, I know.
Whitney Cummings talks about how hard she works on interviews and this and that. You don't ever go
I haven't heard it. If people are doing the same thing that he's doing, and I've heard a lot of comedians do it, trust me. It's like the comedians used to never get on any show unless they were being funny. Nobody wanted them around unless they were doing the thing that they were supposed to do, which is be funny. They, even when they would go on talk shows, they would have prepared things to be funny. Now, comedians go on podcasts. I'm doing it now. And they're not funny. They're not interesting. And they just love hearing their own voice.
Well, every time I bring it up, you... At home, you go, don't. It's how many female comics are just posing, you know, on every social
this
media
isn't about,
site.
First but of all, this is across
thing.
The board. This is not female or male.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you and when this happened years ago, we used to bring it up. Nobody, you're not models. You're not. Hold on.
I don't give a shit at all about because Instagram.
It's ridiculous that every other female comic nowadays is posing in a bathing suit or half naked or seductive. But
guys too.
One guy.
No.
How many guys are doing that?
You're just not following them.
I see them on Facebook. I see it. That's bullshit. How many guys are doing that? Who? Bert? He takes off his shirt.
Yeah. And well, Stavros.
Yeah, and they're both a little bit overweight.
Okay, although so if a girl was doing it, would you be, like, irritated by that?
No,
yes.
First of all, I'm irritated by all of it because every female comic that I see that's half... Say something funny. You're a comic. Say something funny. You're not a model. They're not models. There's models in L.A. and New York that...
Well, there's obviously a lot of people who like it.
Who likes it?
I don't
creepy
know, but
guys,
they're getting...
Creepy guys, creepy club owners.
I guess.
No, nobody that likes comedy is sitting there going, well, you know, that's funny. You know, so you're going, oh, well, there's people that like Kevin Hart's documentary. I'm sure there are. Yeah, so you're defeating your own argument. Be funny. You're saying be funny, but you will never say to a female comic, put your clothes on and be funny. You'll never say that. And I will put, you know, just do something fucking funny. Enough with the posing. We don't give a fuck. You know, and if clubs are hiring you because of that, they're scumbags too. If that's why they're hiring comics, because they're half fucking naked on online, you know.
No, clubs are hiring worse than that.
I know. Do you think fucking Joan Rivers would have ever done that?
You know what? Honestly, she might have. Who knows? Because she was all about trying to look good.
Well,
it's hard to say because it's a different time and it's a different.
Well, then the time is it's a fucked up. And then people go, well, you can't. I'm not going after I female comics. They're comedy. If they're funny, they're funny. You know, and whatever. Maybe I shouldn't be following them on social media because I'm expecting to see, to read or hear something funny. That's all. And I'm not the funniest guy. I do a lot of plugging. But what I'm plugging is stuff that's funny. Creeps with Kids tour or my album or the roast or whatever we did, whatever I'm plugging is funny. Or if I'm retweeting somebody, it's because I think or I know they're funny. Yeah. So I'm not retweeting a picture of, you know, whoever, half naked. It's not my whatever. That's not what I'm in the business for. So there. Now, Kevin's going to be mad at you and all these female comics will be
He's
mad at me.
Not gonna be, oh, there's no fucking way Kevin will ever know. Kevin's only ever talked to me like I'm your wife anyway. I don't think he has any clue that I'm a comedian.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I got to rent a van, move the last of the big stuff, get some insurance on the house. And
well, after we talk about Just Be Funny, boy, you really brought it.
I'm not about being funny on the podcast.
No, why not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm funny on other people's podcasts because they're interviewing you or. You know, you're just going in when you're doing, when you're on your like 350th podcast, what the fuck can you be funny about? I mean, you're just, now it's, you're just ranting or talking about what's going on in your life or, you know, you want funny, get my fucking new album. When I Saw Hamilton.
Jeez.
What?
You really got a bad attitude. I don't know why attitude. You do the podcast then. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
I don't mind you doing honestly, it, but don't say be funny. That's like calling a radio station.
Yeah, because there's like.
That's like going to a radio station or they call you and they be funny. They don't go to actors, do a scene. You know,
oh
you can't
God.
Have an opinion. Oh my God, what?
You don't try to be funny on radio?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
But sometimes.
Or interesting or.
Yeah, interesting. That's what I am now. I'm interesting.
Are you listing the things you got to do today? Yeah, that's what we should. You know what, honestly? Let's rebrand this podcast. It's no longer My Wife Hates Me. It's To-Do List with Richard Voss. And then I'll just come on. I'll say, hey, what are you going to do today, Rich?
Nothing.
That's our podcast. Thank you very much.
Things to fix. And you act like this is a castle.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, if I say anything negative about this house, you fucking lose it. You're like, you act like, I mean, I like this house. It's pretty fucking big. It's roomy and stuff. But I'm the one who's fixing everything.
Okay. I don't know how to connect the dots on that.
Okay, I'm the one.
I don't understand. What are you mad at me about?
I'm not mad.
You say, I think this is a castle.
I brought something
up yesterday.
This is
what you basically say. You think this is a castle. I'm the one doing everything. What are those? I don't get how that connects.
Well, you just walk around in the castle like, oh, but you don't see the behind the scenes.
I don't. Yeah. You measuring to put up the fucking pictures?
Who fixed the door going into the garage?
Oh my God. I just said the amount of things that you want credit for.
Who hung the vacuum?
Well, okay, when these things are happening, do I come by and say thank you and I'm so nice and I lots of times I rub your neck and
yeah, but you don't tell the public. Tell the public. And
why does the public fucking give a shit if you hung up the vacuum? You insane?
No,
are you insane? What is going on?
You don't tell the
what
public.
What is going on? Start meditating. Do something. Fill that hole somehow. No. Because that's crazy.
No, but you tell the
public. You tell the people that I emptied the dishwasher this morning. Tell people. I made Raina a lunch and emptied the dishwasher this morning. Why won't anyone know?
You didn't say thank you for getting her the thermos the other night.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I said thank you when I saw it. I was like, oh, he did get the thermos. Great. I was appreciative, but you were sleeping. So I didn't want to run down and wake you up. And hey, listen, I just wanted to wake you up and say thank you. Like you're insane. Like
I'm not insane.
No, you want so much credit for everything. And you walk around grumpy, angry.
I'm not grumpy.
No matter
or angry.
What we're doing, you're trying
that's
to.
That's not
like
true. It's not true.
Shut it down.
See, that's what I mean. You're saying negative things. You're not saying the positive things like hanging a vacuum and doing whatever.
Honestly, if I were to sit here and go, first of all, I just want to start off the podcast by saying that Rich fixed the door and hung the vacuum. I mean, how insane is that? How insane is it? Rich put up curtains a couple days ago. What a wonderful man. I mean, these are like, honestly, bare minimum things that people do.
Not when you're doing 20 a day.
It doesn't matter. You moved into a new house. You're going to have some fucking shit you have to do.
Yeah.
And you get positive reinforcement while you're doing it. I'm always nice about it, right? Yeah. Yes, I am.
I didn't say you weren't.
No, but you weren't verbalizing as we do on podcasts. Nodding is no one sees that. Okay, so you get your reinforcement.
You say thank you.
Yes, I'm nice to you.
And I'm nice to you.
Oh my God!
Quit yelling. There's no reason.
Nobody said you started this off by saying you don't tell people what I do.
No, I started off by thinking you think it's a castle and whatever, because I brought something up yesterday and you got all mad on the podcast we didn't do. But I won't bring it up today, because if you got mad yesterday, you'll get mad today.
Do whatever you want to do.
No,
do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. Don't filter yourself at all. Just let it out.
I always filter.
And then
myself.
We'll just go our separate ways after the podcast. The house is big enough. We don't have to interact anymore. Wonderful. I'll send you fucking handwritten letters. Deliver them by fucking horse and carriage. How great you are and wonderful. About every little thing that you do. Would
that
be enough?
Came over.
I'll get a skywriter anytime you fix anything. When you put up the towel rack in my bathroom, I'll get a skywriter to thank you, Richard. Will that fill the hole?
I got inside? A couple of towel racks to put up.
Anytime I try to do anything myself, you tell me not to. So
that's not true.
Okay, you want me to? I will. I don't care.
No, you don't know.
See, here we go.
Huh? Do you know how to put, when there's no stud, what you put in, what you do to put the towel rack up when you don't have a stud to nail into or screw into?
You use one of those plastic screw things that you screw into.
Yeah, yeah. What else was I going to say?
I don't know. There's a lot to choose from. So probably let's think about what you did last, and I'm sure that's stems from that. We already talked about hanging up the vacuum.
That vacuum's off the chart. A Dyson, that's a good working vacuum. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
But we have all wooden floors. But it's still good. I mean, we had tons of glitter on the floor yesterday from the Christmas tree. That Bonnie went out and got a brand new Christmas tree when we had a Christmas tree. Do you want to just throw out the other one? Is that what you want?
No.
Well, then what are we doing with two Christmas trees? Tell me.
Well, next year we're going to put the one downstairs and one upstairs.
We are?
Mm-hmm. This year we just didn't get around to it. So had too much.
Sounds good to me. Your family's coming. You got a lot of traveling.
Can you imagine if you're sitting in your car and you're listening to this?
What?
I just thought about it. What?
What?
I mean, think about it. It's like...
What? Like what? What would you do if like you were sitting in your car listening to this?
You'd fucking take out 17 other people with you and just be like, nobody needs to live in this world. This shit.
Huh? You think we're putting out shit over the airways?
Yes.
Airways? No.
Yeah, I do. It's garbage.
It's not garbage. It's
verbal garbage.
You're too smart for this, right?
You know what? What are you trying to say? What do you want to?
You are a pretty smart person.
What do you want to? Where are we going with this?
We're gonna wrap it up. I gotta go rent a van.
We're back to what do we got to do today? It's to-do list with Richard Voss.
I don't know what to do with all those golf balls.
Oh my god!
I don't know what to do with them. Can't throw them out. Maybe I'll put them in 5-gallon buckets.
Why can't you throw them out?
Because you don't throw out money. You at least give it away. What do I do with that loft bed? We have a loft bed that's perfectly fine and good shape.
So put it in the garage until you figure out what to do with it.
Well, what do you need? It's not like a picture you could hang up. It's a loft bed. You don't.
Well, if you did hang it up, you'd measure, right?
Well, what do you do with a loft bed that you're not using? I'd love to give it to somebody. I don't want to just throw it out.
Well, you'll run into someone who wants one and then you give it to them.
I'll leave it in the house then. Because maybe the new buyers want a loft bed. Maybe they have a kid and they left a loft bed if you want it.
Yeah, you know what? Let's also leave the dog cage. And they might have a dog. They might have a dog that they need to train. They might need that. Also, let's leave some sheets in there because they might need it. They might want sheets. They might be people that like to have secondhand sheets. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
It's a metal frame.
Do you understand?
It's a metal frame. It's not a bed. I'm not leaving a mattress.
It's not that. The point is that you're like. It's a crazy thought process.
Not
that
at
have.
All.
It is.
If we moved into this house and we got here and they go, oh, there's a brand new dining room table. And we looked at it and go, oh, that's great. You wouldn't say, oh, I don't want this house. There's a brand new dining room table. Right? Yeah. So.
No, that's a crazy, first of all, that it's what you're leaving are a bunch of.
Metal
things like some frames that are not put together.
Yeah, it's a loft bed that I took apart.
If you say loft bed one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to kick you in the face. I won't be able to stop myself. It's just a bunch of fucking metal in a pile. Okay, so you're not like. And they would have to. Could you just show the house only to people with kids between the ages of 5 and 9?
It's an added.
Boys probably would prefer it, actually.
It's an added bonus. If I walked in and saw, hey, look at that loft bed. I would not if there was a mattress, I'd be grossed out. But just a metal frame, if one, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't help you. If do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do.
Throw it out.
Do whatever you want to do.
I don't even know what it costs, but it's ridiculous.
Do whatever you want to do.
There's some family that needs a loft bed.
Then put it on fucking Craigslist.
I don't want to sell it.
Put it on Craigslist for free. Say, if you pick this up, you can have it.
I don't do that.
Okay, then why are you taking up people's fucking precious time talking about your fucking loft bed?
Oh, maybe that store in Walmart. By Walmart, Humanity, what's it called? Something for Humanity. You know what I'm talking about? Are you getting mad at me?
I'm getting mad, yes, because you fucking lock into something and then you make everybody fucking have to like weigh in on it. And then who cares? Go what, fucking do something with it. Nobody fucking gives a shit.
What if somebody tweets me, hey, I could use a loft bed. I live in your area because I heard this. What if that happens? How would you feel?
I would still hate you with the same amount of fucking passion that I have right now.
God, what is it? There's something.
No, because it's like insanity. It's narcissism. It's like, no. I have a problem. Everybody listen. It's about a loft bed. And then
I'm going to get a van today. That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, but like I said 17 things about the loft bed. No, I don't want to. No, thank you.
You
maybe
just put
I
it
should.
On Craigslist. I wouldn't do that. Because then you got to have people come to you and all right. Did you
please somebody help me? I don't know what to do. Like, kill me now.
Did you find out when your album's coming out?
No, I don't know.
Why don't you call them?
I don't feel like it.
People are asking me.
I don't give a shit.
People are asking me.
I don't care if anyone buys the album at all. I'm putting it on Sirius and I'm making
that's
some
who's
money.
Asking me. When is it coming out?
I don't know. Well, when they get it, they'll get it. And they'll know, won't they? They'll have it in their fucking hot little hands. They'll be like, oh, I guess this is it.
All right. That's how you want to go with it?
I honestly can't keep doing these podcasts.
What's the name of the
honestly,
company?
Honestly, it makes me so angry
to talk
to you.
What's the name of the company?
It makes me so fucking angry to talk to you. I can't do the podcast anymore. Can we please stop doing the podcast? I'm begging you.
We're doing it.
You won't change at all.
I brought so much to the table on this one. Didn't I bring up a lot of topics? Tell the truth.
And then I have people that fucking, you know, leave messages on my Instagram or tweet me or whatever. Just like, it's like talking to a brick wall. It is like talking to a brick wall.
Oh, no. Everybody.
There's zero give and take with you.
That's
zero.
Not true. That's not true. Did I bring up once you're out?
What are you going to do? Talk about how great you are again?
No.
What have we left out here? He always knows the right thing to do with loft beds. He hangs pictures perfectly. He fixes doors. He's gonna do the garage well. He hasn't done it yet, but he will.
I've got to get to it. I'm going to do a lot of work this weekend here. That's what I do. I look forward to some of the work.
It's what I do. Like, it's those kinds of statements that make fucking just red hot rage in me. It's what I do. No, it's not what you do. You're going to do it this weekend because you fucking have some responsibilities. It doesn't make you better than anyone else.
I never said I was better.
It makes you fucking base level, bitch.
I never said
that. That should be your new fucking album. Base level, bitch. That's it. It's not over and above. It's not over and above.
I try to go over and above.
Listen. All you want in life is for everyone to think you're amazing all the time. And guess what? No one's amazing all the time.
Not all the time.
Not even Kevin Hart. Okay? Nobody is. So why do you sit around trying to fucking garner some kind of like accolades nonstop?
That's not true. But
it makes you look honestly desperate and ridiculous. Like you, like do some inner work. How about that?
Forget
about the fucking door. How about inside? What about the door in there that's fucking left open, just wind whipping through it?
Just down to
a basement that never fucking ends.
Hey, I'm not going after your character.
You're trying to fill that basement inside of you with stuff from the outside world. Doesn't work. I should start a fucking cult.
A cult?
You know what you should do?
What?
Get that door, fucking close it, hammer it tight, put some boards across it, and never look back. You know, you're at an age now where you're sliding into home base. You don't need to be fucking trying to get all this attention all the time.
I'm not trying to get any attention.
Really?
No.
Why are you doing the podcast?
It helps.
What is it that you like about doing the podcast?
It keeps us relevant.
Okay, that's a bad, bad reason to be doing it.
It helps sell tickets.
It's bad reason. Number two.
I get to be creative and talk my opinions.
Talk your opinions? Well, if there's anybody who should be speaking for a living, I guess it's you.
Oh, shit. I got to go.
Talk opinions with Richard Voss.
I got to go. Listen. Thank you, Bonnie McFarlane.
Don't put this out.
This is a good one. No, stop it.
Because you know why? Because I'm always angry on podcasts.
You're not angry,
and I'm not always angry in life. I go on other podcasts. I'm fun.
You are. Everybody knows it.
I make jokes. But there's something about you that just drives me fucking insane.
Jealousy. Listen.
It's because you know why? You have no ability to like...
Can I just wrap it up?
Deepen or have some kind of greater understanding about life. No, it's just like, I measure from that wall to that wall. I measure. Well, I could have painted the whole thing. I could have, but I didn't. Life, who put up the vacuum? That Dyson, we got wooden floors. Who says that? They're hardwood floors. That's what people say. We got wooden floors. I'm gonna fix it. That's what I do. It's true. I can't take it. It's just like, do you hear yourself?
What? All right, listen. We got Creeps with Kids tour starting up in January. We'll be in Detroit. Go to creepswithkids.com. When I Saw Hamilton is my album. It's on iTunes. Go to the Interrobang and vote for Best Album of the Year, When I Saw Hamilton, at the Interrobang. Bonnie's new album is coming out, 3.5 stars.
That's the title of it, not his... It sounded like you were.
I know. I like the title. I got to wrap this shit up, Bonnie. You're a good person, and thank you for doing this podcast and putting up with a little bit of a.
Well, somebody wants a loft bed. There's a loft bed in there. Why, if you came in and there was a big pot of gold and they said, hey, do you want to keep this pot of gold? Well, people would say yes. Well, that's how a loft bed is to a lot of people. It's like a pot.
You look so, you are so attractive.
Ugh.
It's crazy how pretty you are.
Don't be gross.
I'm not being gross. Why don't you model like?
Well, because I'm a hideous beast. That's why. anyone looking for a hideous beast, then I'm your gal.
Well, maybe I should leave you in the, oh, I got a lot to deal with. I got to go. See you guys.
It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.